DUI. DUI normally stands for driving under the influence, which is, of course, both forbidden halachically and according to the law of the land, endangering the public, and certainly it's forbidden to drive under the influence of alcohol. And it's a mitzvah to prevent people from driving when they are under the influence of alcohol, even if it means calling the police, as such a person endangers the public. In today's halacha, we will discuss another DUI, davening under the influence. Baruch Hashem, many Yidden fulfill the mitzvah of Adla Yada as it's supposed to be fulfilled initially, until they become drunk to the point they don't know the difference between Mordechai and Haman. The question is asked, can a person in such a state of drunkenness, can he daven? Can he daven Ma'ariv? Can he recite Birchas Hamazon? Can he say blessings over foods? What is the status of such a person? So we will first begin regarding brachas. Regarding blessings over foods, besides for Birchas Hamazon, the Alter Rebbe rules in chapter 99, Halacha 1 and 185.5, that it is mutter to recite blessings under the influence, even if you're so drunk that you cannot speak fluently or coherently in front of a king. What about Birchas Hamazon? So the Alter Rebbe rules in 185.5, that so long as one is able to speak fluently before a king, even if he slurs his words slightly, he's still, according to all opinions, obligated and able to recite Birchas Hamazon. However, once he gets drunk past that state, that he cannot speak fluently in front of a king without stumbling on his words, then it's a machlekes if he's allowed to recite Birchas Hamazon in this state. And the Alter Rebbe therefore concludes that every person should bench prior to reaching this state of drunkenness. What if you didn't? You already became this drunk and now you want to know whether to bench? So on this, the Alter Rebbe rules that he is to bench even on a very drunk state, as if a person has become satiated from a meal, then he is chayiv to bench min haTorah. And therefore this dispute ends up being a safek deraisa, a biblical doubt. And by a safek deraisa, we rule stringently. So to summarize, one is to bench prior to reaching a state of drunkenness, in which he cannot speak fluently in front of a king without stumbling on his words. But if he already drank past this state, then if he is satiated from his meal, he is nevertheless to recite Birchas Hamazon, irrelevant of how drunk he is. And if he's not satiated from his meal, then he is not to recite Birchas Hamazon. Regarding davening Ma'ariv. So regarding davening Ma'ariv in a state of drunkenness, we have a difference between Shema and Shemina Esrei. We're going to first discuss Shema. If one has drunk to the point that he cannot talk fluently in front of a king, and he trips and stumbles on his words, then it's forbidden for him to recite Shema. If, however, he's not this drunk, he can speak in front of a king fluently, but he'll just slur his words slightly, then he's still allowed to say Shema. Regarding Shemina Esrei, it's a lot more severe. If a person can talk fluently while he's standing in front of, if he were to be standing in front of a king, even if he only slightly slurs his words, it's forbidden from the daven Shemina Esrei till he becomes sober, even if the time of davening will pass. And if he went ahead and daven in this state, he has not fulfilled his obligation. And the prayer is considered a te'eva, an abomination to Hashem, and it's as if he served idols. That is the wording of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 99, Halacha 1. Rather, in such a case, he is to wait till he becomes sober, and if it happens that this will occur only in the morning, then he should daven tashlumin of shachris twice, but on no circumstance should he daven Shemina Esrei of Ma'ariv in this state of drunkenness. How do we measure the above state if you can't speak fluently in front of a king? It's kind of obscure and difficult to measure how drunk that is. So practically, this is to be measured in one of two ways. Number one who feels extremely, extremely under the influence. You can assume, if you feel extremely under the influence, that you've reached this state of invalidation. Another measurement brought in Paiskin is what's known today by police as the WAT, Watt test, the walk and turn test, in which you're asked to walk in a straight line. And if you're unable to do so, you are considered heavily under the influence. So records the Makar Chaim, as another alternative measurement if you've reached the state of drunkenness that you can no longer daven Shemina Esrei. or even Shema, if you reach that state, that's considered as if you cannot talk fluently in front of a king without stumbling on your words, which we said before, even for Shema is an invalidation. Even a person who is not this drunk, a little bit tipsy, they had over a revius of wine, over a revius of alcohol, which is 86 milliliters, not a lot. The Alteber rules 99.4, after bringing a dispute of such a person is allowed to daven without first going to sleep or diffusing the alcohol level, then he may daven, but he must use a sitter. He has to daven looking inside. So to summarize, someone who drank a revius or more of alcohol, 86 milliliters, daven in your sitter. That's the halacha. If you don't have a sitter available, delay davening till you get one. If you drunk to the point that you would slur in front of speaking in front of a king, you can say Shema, but you can't say Shemini Esrei, and you've drunk to the point that you can't talk without stumbling on your words, which as we said before is the Watt test, you can't walk in a straight line, you cannot daven neither Shema or Shemini Esrei, even if it means making up the tefillah the next day. Have a happy Purim and watch your DUI.